Hello, everyone, and welcome back to It's a Book Thing. I am your host, Michaela, and it's great to talk to y'all again. Honestly, it's been an interesting couple of weeks since I last talked to you. For you guys, it will probably be like a week has passed in your time. But for me, it's been almost, I want to say, a month since I have actually talked to you guys. So I guess here's a little update on my life. I now have some anxiety medication. That's pretty fun. And what that basically means is I no longer have, you know, I walk outside and I'm like, oh no, I'm gonna get kidnapped today. So that's really great that I no longer think that. Cause you know, that was kind of bullshit. I mean, that's it. And it's finals week right now at my college. So that means that after this week, I will be done with my first semester of college. So that's really weird to think about. But yeah, and I'm doing pretty good. I have all A's in all my classes. So, today we are discussing the book See How They Run by Allie Carter. Before I start talking about it, I kind of just want to give my overall feelings about it. Overall, I liked it. The pacing was pretty fast, but I really like that because it's an action book, so I wouldn't expect it to be kind of slow. There were some parts of her book that I thought were pretty repetitive. I didn't want to hear the same lines being repeated over and over and over again. And I mean, that part was just a little repetitive, but overall, for the main plot, it was fantastic. I loved it. If you haven't read this book, it's the second book of the Allie Carter's series. The first book was All Fall Down that I already covered, and this is the second book, so I really hope you like it. Okay, jumping into the book. The first thing I want to talk about is Jamie. I was extremely happy about Jamie, I will say that. You know, there were some... He overall, whenever he came into the book, I immediately fell in love with him. I was like, oh my god, this is Grace's brother. He's amazing. I love him. He was fantastic. And he was like always cracking jokes. But I will say, the one thing that really bothered me about him was the entire book. The entire book. Grace has just found out that she killed her own mother when she just thought the whole last book that there was a murderer running amok. Okay, we're all set on that, right? So why on fucking planet Earth does Jamie think it's a good idea to just go, hey, talk to me. Like, talk to me. Like, hey, like, you don't have to do this alone. Like, just talk to me. Like, I'm sorry if it's just me, but I'm like, if I just, like, I'm trying to put myself in Grace's shoes. I just killed my mother. I mean, not just, but I just found out that I killed my mother. I don't want to be talking to my brother who, my mother was his mother, and I just killed your mom. I don't know if that's me, but like, dude, like, give her some fucking space, because when this book picks up, it's like right after she figures out. Like, it seamlessly transitions. It's like, hey, like, Miss Chancellor totally just fucking shot this dude, and now we're moving into... Your brother is coming here. I mean, I don't know if it's been like a week or something, but not enough time has passed. It's still the summer. Like, she got to Embassy Row on, what is it? It's like the first month of summer. So she just got there. So why on God's green earth do we just want to keep going, hey, yo, like, I know you just killed my mom. Like, I know you just found out that you killed my mom. But like, hey, let's sit down and chat about it. No. No, that's so stupid. However, I will say on the flip side that it really did piss me off that there were so many times where she could have just like stopped and been like, hey, look, like, this is how I'm feeling right now, and I just need you to respect that. But she just kept going like, I'm sorry, and being super fucking vague. And that pissed me off about that. But the whole time I'm just like, Jamie, can you please just give her a fucking breather, please? Just give her a fucking breath. Okay, so I love how at the beginning he's so, you know, teasy and fun going, and because I just talked about that, I do want to move into kind of Spence's death. I'll do that first, because I think the part that really got to me is, like, about Jamie, which is why I'm bringing up Spence's death, is that Jamie was so fun going and was, you know, like, nonchalant, and then he just gets so fucking, like, depressed. Which, I mean, obviously, like, you brought your friend to Adria to be like, hey, yo, like, check out the place that your grandma's from, you know? And then he fucking dies. And you think it's your fault. And that's what killed me, is the parallel between Jamie thinking that it was his fault and Grace thinking that it was her fault. And that one line that Grace says, and I wrote it down because it was so fucking impactful. Because she's like, but we have never been so alike until this moment. He has changed. Broken. It's the one thing I hoped we would never have in common. Oh my god. Fucking chills. I don't like it. I didn't like that. I will be honest, Spence's death kind of fucking took me for a whirlwind. I was not seeing it, like, at all. Like, I definitely thought, you know, he's like flirting with Grace and whatnot. He's like, oh yeah, hey girl, like, ah. And then he kisses her, and I'm like, holy shit, we're gonna get a love triangle in this book. What? I was like, I didn't think that was a thing that Ali Carter really did. Love triangles. It's because she doesn't fucking do that shit. She doesn't. I was like, holy shit. But I'll be honest. I wasn't all that sad that he died. And maybe, like, that's just me, but he's so, like, for the time that we got to know him, he was so fucking forward. Like, you just met this girl that day, and, I mean, I guess some people do that. I don't want to, like, shame people's lifestyles, but, I mean, I guess some people just kiss people up after, like, knowing them for one day. But, like, but also, I don't, at least for this particular, like, idea, he is, like, Jamie's brother from another mother, you know what I mean? Like, he's Jamie's pal from West Point, and he's gonna kiss his best friend's, like, or I shouldn't call him his best friend, but he's gonna kiss his friend's little sister, like, right after he just met her. That seems like a little, eh. But I'm, eh. He kind of weirded me out. And I didn't really like him. I didn't like that he kissed Grace after knowing her for, like, literally one day. And, you know, and I didn't like it, I'll be honest. I really hated it. I loved that Alexei got really fucking jealous and beat him up so hardcore. And I loved that. And then I loved that, like, Jamie came in and was like, you two, knock it off. And then Alexei's all like, ah. And then Spencer's like, she's not a child, or whatever he said. He's like, he's not that old, or I'm not that old, or something like that. Like, but he's definitely an adult at this point. She's, like, what, 16? And they're both, like, what, 19? That's weird. Ugh. That creeps me out. I don't really like that. Granted, it's a 3-year difference, but I don't like that. She's, like, 16, and you're, like, 19. Chill out. So, yeah. I just didn't like how, you know, Spence's death impacted everyone kind of so differently. I mean, Alexei, I don't really think he cared that much, except for, I don't think he cared so much about Spence dying. I think he cared about the impact that it had on Jamie. And I thought that was interesting. I mean, it's not like any of the other characters had anything, like, they didn't even really know him, so it's not like they were, like, mourning it. The only one who was, like, really mournful was Jamie, obviously, because it's his best bro, you know? And then Grace. Grace was like, oh no, this is my fault too. And I'm like, bitch, not everything is your fucking fault. Are you gonna blame yourself for, like, massive terrorist attacks? Because if you are, I'm gonna leave you. And I'm only gonna stay in the book because of Alexei and Jamie, literally everyone else, because I'm not dealing with that shit. And speaking on that, let's just go ahead and talk about Grace's inner turmoil and whatnot. I don't want to say that it pissed me off. I just want to say that I just wanted her so many times to go talk to a therapist. I just wanted her to sit down just once and have a fucking discussion about her feelings that wasn't with one of her friends, that wasn't with anyone else. I just wanted her to go talk to, like, a fucking adult and not a fucking teenager. It was pissing me off the entire time. And I just, oh my God. And then she just kept having all these episodes, and I was like, can we please, please, I beg of us, get her some help. Like, force her to sit down and talk to someone, because I can't, oh my God. It was, like, hurting me so much every single time she would have, like, one of these attacks, and I was in one of these episodes. Can we just chill for, like, a hot minute and, like, discuss your feelings? Really and truthfully, that's all I wanted her to do, is just discuss her feelings. And I just wanted her to realize that it's not her fault. And I think it made it kind of difficult for her to, like, you know, even take a break from the situation, because, I mean, she had remnants of, you know, the fact that she killed her and she was having, like, these memories and shit. But, like, I don't think that Dominic being there and following her around and being kind of fucking obvious was helping her out that much. And going on to Dominic, I have mixed reactions about Dominic right now. Because I don't even know what I want to say about Dominic. It hurt me because Grace had such, like, she has such a keen awareness that no one else really has, except for, you know, Miss Chancellor and stuff, about how Dominic literally, like, was in love with her mom. Like, there are pictures of them, and he's all like, I'm gonna take care of you guys, like, I'm gonna watch after you and all this stuff. And then she has such a keen awareness about how their relationship was. So then I think every single time that he was around, it just kept bringing it back up again. Now, don't get me wrong, I'm extremely happy that he was there. because, holy shit, without him, there would be so many instances in this one book alone that Grace would just be totally fucked. Like, she'd just be fucked. She'd be dead. Like, Grace gets stabbed. Like, that was fucking crazy that she got stabbed. And now, like, I kind of think that she got, like, someone was trying to kill her, you know, like, it was an assassination attempt. Someone was trying to stab her and make it look like it was the mob or whatever. But, like, she got fucking stabbed, and she didn't even want to go to the hospital. That pissed me off. I was like, bitch, can you just go to the fucking hospital? But she went to Dominic, and that's, the fact that Dominic is always there is something that I love about that relationship so much, is that, you know, like, he didn't get the girl, and he didn't save the girl, but he'll be damned if he won't save the girl's children. And I love that. However, he wasn't there when they fucking needed him the most, so how much can you really say about Dominic? I don't know. I just love him. I think he's really sweet. I still think he's definitely gonna die, but he's really sweet. That secret the secret organization, what I was I'll be honest I wasn't really seeing it I didn't it came out of left field for me. I love it now that I, like, you know, that the books end, I love that so much, but I was definitely not seeing it. It was totally fucking crazy. Like, again, I'm gonna say this again, because I've said it 20 times in this fucking thing right now. It took me for a goddamn whirlwind. I was so fucking bewildered that, you know, that there was a secret society. Granted, I should have figured it out because of all the fucking secret passageways, but I was like, shit, man. Y'all got these shit everywhere. Granted, there's a lot of foreign people there, like foreign embassies and whatever, so I really should have seen it coming, but I didn't. But the look, I need to stop reading books where secrets need to say secrets, because I don't like secrets. They drive me crazy, and a lot of the time, I think that they do more harm than good. And granted, they do. I'm not wrong about that. They definitely do more harm than good, because as soon as Grace is like, oh yeah, there's a secret society, what happens? We figure shit out so much easier, because we just fucking talk to each other. It's fantastic. And thank the Lord that we did not have to wait for, like, the third book to come out for Grace to be like, oh yeah, I'm in a secret society with Lila. That was fucking crazy. But she's like, yeah, I'm in a secret society, and this is what we've been doing. And I'm like, thank God that we just got it out in the open this fucking episode, because I wouldn't... this book, because I would not be able to fucking deal with it, because I just hate secrets so much. Going on secrets, the treasure. From the get-go, from the very fucking beginning, I knew that it was not going to be something material. I knew it wasn't going to be like a jewel or like the crown jewels or anything. I knew it wasn't going to be anything of like material value. I knew from the fucking get-go that it was going to be a person. Because I got to that part and I was like, treasure. Oh, treasure. This is a fucking child. Mainly, okay, I shouldn't say that's why I thought of it, but I mainly thought that it had to have been someone from the royal family, because they talked way too much about the royal family dying. And I get that that doesn't really make sense, but, like, they just kept dragging it on. And then Miss Chancellor was like, oh, yeah, like, she would, like, she was very weird about it when she was, like, describing it. I think whenever I read it, I just read it a little bit ago, Well, I read it last night, so it's not fresh in my mind, but I did jot down some notes after reading it. So, from what I can remember, Miss Chancellor was super fucking weird whenever she was discussing, like, how the royal family died and all this stuff, and every single person was like, oh, yes, every single member of the royal family died. Every single member. And I was like, every single member definitely did not die, because y'all are all talking about it like it's an absolute fact. And so that's where I know my conspiracy theorist mind was like, haha, someone fucking lived. And I was right, but I was not expecting it to, I was expecting it to be a royal member, but I was not expecting the royal member to be fucking Grace. Bitch, have you met Grace? It's ironic that her name is Grace, because she is not that graceful. She really isn't. I should have fucking seen it coming. Not that I would have seen it coming, but I should have seen that it was leading somewhere like this, because they built up so much in the last book that she's not graceful at all, and it's just so fucking ironic. It just made me fucking die laughing. I was like, wow. Okay, cool. I was just like, Grace is a fuck. And the way that they were, like, telling her, I was like, can we just come out with it? And then Dominica was like, well, if it was my choice, I would have told her a while ago. And I was like, then why the fuck didn't you? Why didn't you? We have been asking you what the fuck is going on this entire fucking book, and you're just leaving us in, you know, suspense. And I'm like, you could just fucking tell the girl. She went over to you, and you, like, stitched up her wounds, so why not just fucking tell her? Oh my god. Okay. Hold on a second. I'm gonna talk about the parallels of the festival. I loved, and I cannot stress this enough, I so fucking loved the parallel that Ali Carter drew between the past and the present of, like, the festival. You know, like, the past, like, oh, there was, like, a royal family, and the people were needy, or I don't want to say they're needy, but they're, like, they were hungry and tired and sick and, you know, all this stuff, and then they just fucking killed everyone. And then, you know, you flash forward and it's like the festival week and they're doing the same thing, but now to Alexei. And it's like, you know, I don't want to say he's like royal, but he's like, he's a big headshot guy. So like, he's kind of as royal as, you know, it gets for, I don't know, Russia. Cause Russia doesn't have, they have a prime minister. I think it's Vladimir Putin. Yes, they have a prime minister. I hope. I'm not going to look it up, but I hope that that's what it is, because I'm... please don't make fun of me if they don't have a prime minister. But he's like, you know, the royal guy of Russia, and then someone's trying to fucking kill him. And I don't know. I thought that it tied so nicely, and the fire, the stuff that they, like, kind of the symbolism, stuff they did with the fire, you know, I don't want to try to drag this on, but I thought it was fucking phenomenal that the festival and what was happening in the present was, or, you know, the shit that happened in the past and the shit that happened in the present were just mashing up so nicely, and I just loved that. That's all I'm going to say about it. I loved it. Okay, okay, fine. I'll start talking about the characters. Miss Chancellor. What is her name? Eleanor? I think her name's Eleanor. What the fuck is up with Eleanor? She's so vague and sketchy, and she's so annoying because I just want them to tell, like, Grace the entire fucking truth and just deal with it after the fact. Like, you know, just spill the beans to her and then just let her catch up in her own time. It's just so fucking annoying. And then the entire fucking book, every time Grace is like, oh yeah, the Prime Minister, he was shot. And then Miss Chancellor's like, oh no, 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 he had a heart attack. And I'm like, okay, yeah, we know. We're by ourselves right now, guys. We don't have to keep up this act 24/7, okay? It's just annoying. I mean, I guess if you tell yourself something enough times, then it's facts, but it's not really. So, I mean, I guess that's what they're trying to do here, but it was so annoying because I was just like, please, I beg of you, just acknowledge the fact that you did shoot him so we can just get over this. And it was just so annoying because then Grace is like, at one point she thanks her and she's like, hey, I never got to say thank you. And then Eleanor is like, oh, whatever for, don't worry about it, or something like that. She's being nonchalant. And I'm like, bitch, can you just like fucking just say thank you or some shit so we can, or say, or you're welcome, I guess, and just get over it. Like, just, you don't even have to say that you shot him. Just say you're welcome. That's all. That's all I wanted. I just wanted a clear, like, just one thing. Just say something that's not a complete and utter lie. That's why I don't really fully trust Miss Chancellor. And I'm just, that's just on job. I just don't fucking trust her that much. And then the ominous shit that she's, like, saying about Grace's mother, or I guess it really wasn't her, it was, like, the Prime Minister of Adria or something like that. But it was so, I get that sometimes whenever you overhear someone's conversation, it can sound worse than it actually is. But there's no, like, it's not like they knew that Grace was there. So they very easily could have just been like, oh yeah, Catherine did all this shit and blah, 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 and here's all of our secrets. That's how a normal conversation works. Like, you don't just, like, you're not super ominous about what you're talking about. Like, oh, well, you know what happened to Catherine. Like, I don't, I just felt like it was so, it was annoying me so much. Maybe that's just me, because overall, I just thought that Miss Chancellor was fucking sketchy and I didn't like it. Okay, now I just want to talk about the relationships, because there were so many new ones, so I'm gonna just start off with my favorite, which is Megan and Noah. And let me just say, I fucking knew it was gonna happen. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it. And I loved it. And oh my god, I love them so much. And they're so sweet, okay? Like, every time that, and they're not, like, making out or anything, and it's not like they're outright saying, like, oh yeah, I love you. And TBH, I don't even 100% know if they're dating, but I think that they're dating, so I'm just gonna go ahead and say that they are dating, or close to it. But I loved how sweet they were about it, and they were, like, and it was so subtle, and it was, like, you know, Megan would, like, rest her head on Noah's shoulder, and they weren't hiding it. That's what was fantastic about it, because I feel like so many books, you know, the main character has, like, an inner turmoil, and then it affects everyone around her, and so everyone stops living their lives, and I'm like, y'all are not dependent on this person. Just because this person's a protagonist does not mean that your life revolves around them. And I just loved that Ali Carter didn't make, you know, Noah and Megan, like, solely dependent on Grace and just Grace's life and stuff. Like they cared about Grace. That was phenomenal. Like, they still cared about her, but they weren't going to stop their lives because of Grace. And I loved that that was a thing that happened. And they just make my heart so warm, and I just love them. Okay. Lila. I have Lila and Noah written down because I couldn't stop laughing anytime Lila and Noah would, like, fight. Like, anytime that they were around each other and they were, like, fighting or bickering and stuff and they were, like, talking a different language, I thought it was so fucking funny. It was so relatable. I was, like, the whole time I'm reading it, I'm like, dude, this is me and my sisters. Like, this is me and my sisters. This is me and my brother, actually. I was like, this is fantastic. And I just thought it was so funny. And I loved how, like, every time they would fight, like, Rosie would whistle and be like, hey, dipshits, listen up. We're doing shit. I just thought it was amazing. I loved it so much. It was amazing. Okay. And on to Lila and Alexei. I'm going to talk about that mainly because I want to get it over with. I didn't like them. I'll be honest. I wasn't expecting it. I don't really feel like they gave any inclination in the last book that they even had a friendship. I don't know. I just really wasn't expecting it. I mean, I thought it was... No, I didn't. I was about to say I thought it was sweet. I did not think it was sweet. I just thought it was so just weird. Like, it almost felt like forced tension, if that makes sense. Like, to make Grace know, like, oh, hey, you, like Alexei, okay? Like, that's what you like. And I'm like, any singular person, even if they were fucking blind and deaf and, you know, didn't even know Grace and Alexei, would know that Grace and Alexei like each other. That's how fucking blatant obvious they are. And it's just, like, we get it. Alexei is Grace's brother's best friend, and but, like, y'all aren't doing a very good job at hiding the fact that y'all like each other, like, at all, like, in any way, shape, or form. And because I've now moved on from talking about Alexei and Lila, which I don't like it, but it was, I guess... I'm gonna talk about Alexei and Grace. If it's not obvious now, I, like completely love Alexei and Grace. I ship them. I ship them so hardcore. I just, oh my gosh. I first want to just talk about, like, that I didn't want to laugh, okay? I'll say that. It's the scene after Alexei and Grace find Spence's body, or they see Spence's body, and he's dead, and Grace has to go back and tell them, and Alexei's like, oh, I'm not letting you do it alone, and so Alexei walks in, and they're both together, and Jamie's like, what are you doing here? And Alexei's like, we have to tell you something, and Jamie's all like, I am not giving you my blessing. It was the funniest thing. I had to put the book down because I was actually, like, laughing. Like, I was laughing out loud. Like, I just thought it was so fucking funny. And such a brother thing to say. And then I felt bad about laughing because I was like, dude, his friend literally just fucking died. So, and then, I mean, the other part that I really loved and I was so jazzed about was... You know, the fact that Alexei was, like, beating up Spencer, and he's like, or Spence, I guess, whatever his name is, and he's like, don't ever fucking touch her again, you know what I mean? And he's, like, beating him up, and, you know, it's just so, it's so mano a mano, and I shouldn't love it, but I loved it so much, because I was like, ooh, jealous boys. I loved it so much. I can't believe I just did that on a recording, but cool, you just got to hear that. The swimming scene. Okay, I'll talk about that one. I feel like in a lot of romance movies, there is a part where, you know, there's that classic swimming scene where they're like, oh, hey, look, there's a pool or a body of water or a lake or, you know, a body of water. And they're like, let's go swimming. And I was like, it felt cliche, but also I love cliche. I love that corny shit. And it felt corny, but it felt corny for all it felt corny in a good way. Like, I wasn't upset about it. I wasn't like, oh great, here comes another swimming scene. I was like, oh my god, a swimming scene with Alexei and Grace. And she's like, I don't have a swimming suit. And I was like, okay. Okay, Grace. And I'm just like, just get in the fucking water, dude. You've been wanting this for so long. Just get in the fucking water. And then we have that moment, and I think it's like that moment, and I'm pretty, I my book's all the way up there, so I'm not gonna check. But I think I wrote it down. It's like Alexei's honor shit, and it just pissed me off the entire time. With his whole, like, oh, well, I must be honorable, and blah, da, da. And I'm like, damn it. Like, of course we got a good guy here. Of course Alexei's that bitch. Like, of course he's that guy to be like, oh, no, like, I have to face justice just like everyone else. And I'm like, for this once, can you just, you know, take advantage of your diplomatic immunity? Please, I'm begging you, just fucking take advantage of it. Take advantage of that shit. Why the fuck not? You have it. I'm just like, I don't want you to go to jail because I definitely know that you're going to be dead. And please stop. And then, and then Grace dragged Alexei, and that's all you really had to know about that because that was fantastic. I loved it. I love their bond that they have together because it's, I mean, yeah, you know, you can just draw the line at, oh, yeah, it's romantic, but it's also, there's an underlying part to that as well. Like, it's romance, yes, but it didn't start off like that. Like, Alexei cared about her, like, I don't want to say, like, a brother word, because then that makes this whole thing a little weird, but he cared about her more than, you know, oh, I think you're hot type of way. Like, he actually genuinely wants her to get better and wants to be there for her, and I think that really shows in all the scenes where Alexei is just there while she's having an attack. And I think that's so fantastic that Alexei is really, like, the only one that can, like, I don't want to say he's the only one, but I want to say that he's predominantly the one that goes and takes care of her and is like, hey, look, like, everything's fine, you just gotta breathe. And I mean, I think you even see that whenever Alexei, I think Jamie's there at one point, Jamie's there, and Alexei's like, dude, just breathe, and Jamie's like, I don't know what the fuck is happening, and Alexei's like, she just needs to breathe, and I'm like, yeah, she does. Now the part that, if you read this book, you're kind of dreading me getting to, Jamie getting fucking shot, stabbed, impaled, I don't know what the fuck happens to him. I think he gets shot, I don't want to say he might get stabbed, though. I don't know. But leading up to it, I knew, whenever she found out, I was like, he's not going to believe her, and he's going to get injured. And that is what's so fucking difficult about having a main character that is so unreliable. She's so unreliable. Like, her own mind doesn't even really work with her at times. It kind of just, like, backfires on her, and she's like, oh, shit, well, fuck. Like, the whole last book was just her going, well, oh, fuck. Like, yikes. Uh-oh. I was wrong about literally everything in my entire life. Ah. And so the whole time I'm reading this part, I'm like, Jamie, for once, just have blind faith. I beg of you, just have blind faith. You can do it. You can do it. Just have blind faith in Grace. And the whole time I'm like, Grace, can you just get him the fuck out of there? Like, don't get me wrong. I get that you got stabbed or whatever, but you mean to tell me that you can't just start yanking at his arm and just drag him if you must? I mean, why are y'all staying at the festival anyway? Why don't you just be like, oh, Jamie, I want to leave. I want to get out of here. Jamie, I want to talk. Like, so many things that we could have done to just get out of that fucking situation if you would have just been like, oh, hey, like, I don't need to tell you everything right here. I don't need to, you know, fill you in on a lot of exposition and whatnot. Can you just come with me? I just want to leave. Thanks. I couldn't. Oh, my God. Something I do want to talk about is my theories now, actually. I still think that Dominic is totally gonna fucking die. And I hate thinking it, but it's going to happen. He's too good of a person, and he's too selfless, and he's just gonna die, and it's probably gonna wreck Grace, and yeah, okay. The second thing is Grace going to take over the throne? Because, I mean, okay, I guess technically, if we had to think about this technically, so Grace is a princess, which means that her brother is a prince. If we're going, yeah, which means that her brother would be a prince, which would mean that her brother technically would be the first in line for the throne. Grace can't be a princess. I'm sorry. That's so mean. But she's just not... I don't think that she would put her people's best interests at... Well, I think she would end up taking over, like, a trustee role, which just means that, like, she would do whatever she thought was right for her people. And I don't think that many people would like her for that. The one thing... I have a big theory. And this is, like, a big, huge, like... It could definitely be 100% wrong. Or it could be 100% right, and I hit the nail, like, right on the head. I think that Grace is Princess Anne's daughter. Now, stay with me, okay? My theory is, at some point, whenever Anne and Grace are, you know, doing tea or whatever together, Grace is all, like, talking to Princess Anne about Alexei's mom. And how she left. And Anne says something to the lines of, yeah, it was when I was having a difficult time with my pregnancy. I was having a difficult time getting pregnant, something like that. My theory is that Princess Anne could not conceive a son. She couldn't. And so she had a daughter, which would be Grace. And so instead, this doesn't work with the princess theory. So my theory might actually not work. My theory is that she traded her daughter, Grace, with one of Catherine, which is Grace's mom right now, with one of Catherine's sons, if that makes sense. But I also don't think, now that I'm talking through it, it doesn't really make complete sense, but I think that would be pretty cool if Princess Anne was her mom. I don't know, I just want Grace to have a healthy home life. And lastly, I think someone's going to be evil. Obviously, I think that's just, there's got to be a blind side. Someone's got to come out of the waterworks and, you know, be like, oh, hey, I'm here to fuck shit up. And I think that it's the Prime Minister of Adria. I do. Mainly because I just can't fucking stand that bitch. She's so fucking annoying. Also, just the whole scene where she's talking to Miss Chancellor. She's like, hey, this is what I think. Think about Grace's mom. Grace's mom wasn't... She was really obsessed, blah, 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 blah. And so part of me just thinks that the Prime Minister of Adria is probably going to be pretty evil. But that's also because I just don't fucking like her. So I think that's a mute theory. Overall, I'd give this book probably a 4.5. Not a solid 5. A 4.5, just because I felt like it was really repetitive. I felt like there was a lot of Grace saying, oh, it's my fault, oh, it's my fault. Jamie going, oh, it's my fault, oh, it's my fault. It was just a lot of shit like that, and I just didn't really like it. So that's why I gave it a 4.5 out of 5. But I still really loved it. I thought that, you know, a lot of the scenes with Jamie and Grace were phenomenal. I want more scenes with Jamie and Grace just messing around. Like, just being kids. I just want them to be kids, okay? I want more Rosie scenes. I know I didn't talk about her a lot in this, in this episode, but that's mainly because I don't really feel like we got a lot of Rosie scenes. I mean, there was a lot of times where Rosie, you know, commanded attention and was like, hey, I know a place where we can hide Adrian, or where we can hide Alexei, and I gotta say, that was fucking funny, where she's like, hey, I know a place, and they're like, oh yeah, what about this place? What about this place? She's like, I know a place. And they're like, oh yeah, what about this? Talking over. And finally she just whispers. She's like, hey, dipshits. Like, I know a place. Like, follow me. And I was like, demanding that attention. Going back to my theories, I still definitely believe that something bad is going to happen to Rosie. And I really don't want it to happen. But, you know, there's always an innocent person that just gets fucking annihilated. So I think she might be that person. Overall, I love the dynamics that were in this book, and I really can't wait to read the next book. With that said, that's the end of this episode, and if you enjoyed it, go ahead and follow me or subscribe to me on whatever listening platform you're listening on, and my Instagram, if you want to follow that, is going to be Mikayla.13, that's MKAYLA.13. That goes also for, I don't think my Twitter, that's, my Twitter is Mikayla_101. I post things on there sometimes, so I guess if you want to listen to that, you can. Other than that, I hope that y'all are doing well, and go ahead and keep reading. Okay, that's all. Bye!